appropriately, you know, brought the person in at a higher level than the lowest level that a new person would come in at, right? So I feel like that system's kind of working. So I'm hesitant to change.
My job description says truck driver, I'm also the welder, the building maintenance guy, the unloading guy, the loading guy.
Duties floors, as required.
And it says other duties as required on my, when I sign the paper. I'm also the maintenance mechanic.
But you don't, believe me, you don't want to run a corporation or a city with, depending on that clause alone.
No, no, I work for this company and I...
That can get you into a lot of trouble.
Mr. Mayor?
This, I'm trying to make this as generic as possible in regards to the action we're trying to do. So this is not specific to the individual. In making a new job description and new pay scale, would the current position move to the same step position they are currently at?
No, I don't.
So their step position would be evaluated based on the new position description.
I'll have to get back to you on the person on that.
Well, I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about in the action of creating this position, would we move a person to the same step position, or would they be moved to a step position matching what they're currently making?
And I understand the question.
Thank you.
But I believe that would be up to the department head, the supervisor, the person doing the hiring, on what, based on their qualifications, how much they would, where they would be on the scale. There's nothing in our code that says they have to be hired at a one.
There may, however, be something in the personnel regs that talks about this with, or the union contract that I am not, I'm not recalling at this moment. So I can't fully answer your question.
Because I would be more comfortable in making a new job description and amending the pay scale if I knew that the person in a position was not making a almost four and a half dollar an hour jump based on our change right this moment, that they would be put into an appropriate position based on their
Can you answer that?
It makes sense, but I would say that it's not up to the assembly.
No, it's not up to us.
Do we have anywhere else in any of our job descriptions where it says "and duties as required by your supervisor"?
All
of them. So my point is once we open up this can, the next person's going to say, "Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm doing extra this, and I'm doing extra that, and I'm doing extra this, and I looked at Petersburg, and they're not doing half of that, and we need to look at that." And so, for me, that catch-all's in there for a very good reason, and that is because it's part of the duties as assigned by your supervisor. Otherwise, you would have to list out everything that you want the people to do, and there's no efficiency in that. You would just lose so much efficiency. But I also appreciate it may need to be cleaned up, but this is my last comment on it. I think this is at a union time as a part of a negotiation.
Any other comments? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Howell?
No.
Larrabee?
No.
Decker?
No.
Powell?
No.
Persanka?
No.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
No.
Motion fails.
Item 13, new business 13A, approval of amendment to the contract zone agreement previously approved for Lot A and Lot A1A, Torkenson Prunella subdivision, zone commercial and single family residential.
Move to approve an amendment to contract zone agreement previously approved for Lot A and Lot A1A of Torkenson Prunella subdivision, zone commercial and single family residential.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 04-18-1408 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2018 budget by accepting Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act of 2000 funding assistance in the amount of $24,000 from the USDA Forest Service for bird education and a promotion of birds during Stikine River Birding Festival for 2018 to 2020 and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 04-18-1408.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed resolution number 04-18-1409 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, amending personnel policy section 105, employment of relatives, to change the definition of relatives and to provide for borough manager approval and provide for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 04-18-1409, amending personnel policy section 105, hiring of relatives to change the definition of relatives and provide for an effective date.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 04-18-1410 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, to add the Public Works Administrative Assistant to the non-union wage and grade table and provide for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 04-18-1410, adding the Public Works Administrative Assistant to the non-union wage and grade table and providing for an effective date.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes. Mayor, I just have a question for the city manager on this one. I know you've got some plans and you're looking at changing up. You're going to have the maintenance, the facilities and maintenance and capital
facilities department?
That's the one. Thank you. and public works. There will be a public works director and a director of capital facilities.
Yes.
So when we added this role, the assembly added this position, we did so because at that time we recognized that Amber was completely overwhelmed by running public works and doing capital development. Now, we're actually adding another position there, and we're now entrenching this position into public works.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. There's going to be more, right? Okay. Fair enough. I guess my question on it is twofold. One is that where you need that person, or do you need that person with the capital facility?
Capital facilities with some duties that are assisting public works functions remaining with that position.
Okay, because this is called a public works administrative assistant, and I'm just... Like, so I guess what I'm envisioning, I'm having some trouble understanding the workflow.
The timing is a little inappropriate, that's because this person's being hired, and we need to make sure that they have a permanent job description and wage. But we are, and I needed to not wait, because I don't know what the assembly is going to do. You may or may not approve capital facilities and the org chart that is being presented to you. So we're moving forward with this even though the timing is a little inappropriate, I guess I would say, given all the things potentially in flux. But the intention is that this position will move to Capitol Facilities, but some of the public works related duties, like assisting with fleet management related tracking, would be retained by this position and would be charged back to the garage.
And this, what you're voting on tonight is to add it on to the wage and grade table, because when our accounting generalist went to put in the paperwork for this position, there was no grade 15 on the wage and grade table. And so that's what you're approving. The job description has already been approved. So you're just approving to allow it to be added to the wage and grade table.
Maybe Kim can help me. I can't remember when we did this originally. Was this a temporary thing that we were looking at originally, or was this permanent?
It was in July 2016, approved the permanent part-time public works.
Okay, thank you.
And this position was hired as a temporary because there was fear that it would be a union position. And so... had a conversation with the union, and the collective bargaining agreement specifically states that administrative positions are exempted from the union, the collective bargaining agreement. And although the union representative suggested that this would be similar to the electric admin position and the harbor admin position, the borough explained that in the position of the electric admin and the harbor admin, those two positions fill in and do duties that are clearly in the job descriptions of collective bargaining agreement covered positions. So the electric administrative assistant will go out and help the groundman meter technician. The harbor administrative assistant will assist with harbor related duties as other duties as necessary. In the case of the public works admin, there are no duties that that person is doing that have to do with collective bargaining agreement covered jobs or duties. And the union agreed with my assessment.
Great.
So
they're not going to go down and work on a fire truck.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yes.
So is you got the piece in here about the 2016, July 26, 2016, then you have a pay grade scale of 15 from 16 to 23 is just up. One is because of what we did after collective bargaining, it went up to, is that correct? It did go up?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Okay, so if you, in my packet here, you got where the pay scale, whereas pay scale on July 26, 2016, it was 1682 to 2331, grade 15.
Oh, right.
Okay. And then up here in the yellow little thing,
yeah,
it starts at 2028 and ends at 2570.
That's correct.
Is that because we raised all the...
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Drop the bottom grade.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Steps. Yeah. And add three. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other discussion? A vote, please.
Assembly members, Prasunka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now I'm going to need help on this next one. Item 13E, an introduction of ordinance number 946 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending subsection 14.11.005. CC, fee schedule, cruise ship security fee of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 946 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on May 8, 2018.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Thank you.
I'm pleased to see this coming up because I really believe that we have to charge what things cost us. And for, I think for quite a while, we've sort of offset costs in the community. So I'm pleased to see that there's been some really good sober thought about what this position costs us. So.
And for the public, I was really surprised that the fee only went up from 20 to 25 per hour for cruise ship security. I was hoping maybe bump it up a little bit, but they're being very prudent.
And I do know that Harbor Master Meisner was very thoughtful in this approach.
If we're paying the person...
Go ahead.
If we're paying the person $16 an hour, the actual cost of that person is considerably more than that with all of the fees and
They're temporary.
So, but we still don't have like workman's comp and things like that on them?
We do, but I can confirm with Mr. Burgess about what the
actual cost.
Rolled up rate is. Yeah.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, introduction of ordinance number 947 by the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 3.05.050, teleconferencing of the Wrangell Municipal Code Assembly Rules of Procedure. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 947 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on May 8th, 2018.
Second.
Then moved and second. Any discussion? Julie.
So I'm glad to see this, like we talked about in the past, but I noticed on, let's see here, under page 2B, participation of mayor and assembly members by teleconference, and then number 3, because we're taking out little b, participation by teleconference, we probably need some editing a little bit on the, so we probably don't need a separate a because there is no b, right? We're removing b, so it's kind of like all just one paragraph.
Well, I think the attorney did it that way just because you have 3 and then 3, it's 3A. Because otherwise, and I can ask her if she wants to change.
So that. My point is you don't need an A. You just pull that all into the, there's no, you don't need a semi, I mean, you don't need a colon, you don't need an A because there is no B. We're removing the B. It's just like a, I think it needs a little.
Clerical. Mm-hmm.
For the next reading.
That's easy enough to.
Yeah.
Any other discussion?
And not accustomed to change.
Right.
Right.
Hold on.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, approval of the senior tax exemptions that were received after the March 1st deadline but before the late filing grace period.
Move to approve senior tax exemption received after the March 1st deadline but before the late filing grace period.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, approval of the property tax foreclosures list for tax years 2013 through 2017 and authorization to begin the official foreclosure process.
Move to approve the property tax foreclosure list for tax years 2013 through 2017 and authorization to begin the official foreclosure process.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I do have an update for the assembly. One person on the list did come in and pay theirs off today, so the total has changed to $140,036.60.
How many properties is that?
two or three years, those are counted individually.
Sorry. Alicia Mullen, County Generalist, 804 K7. So approximately 245 properties on the list, but that does include if your property has 2016 and 2017 on the list, that's counted twice. So 245 instances of unpaid property taxes.
Any further discussion? A vote, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. It's available for review in the borough clerk's office. Executive session is have none. And adjournment at 9:04 p.m.
9:30.